I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This must be Carson Wentz music. That's his music.
Well, I mean, I guess we could say that. He is back against the Eagles on Sunday. But that's not quite, I think, why Kyle's playing it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. You know who's back tonight, apparently? Hugh Douglas, we got some. This is potentially big news. Now, I'm not going to get my hopes up here and say all things are fine and we could count on a big season and a, you know, vintage. Joel was cleared to play in the Sixers' final preseason game. He's going to play. Are we back here? Do we have a Sixers season to talk about?
I'm a little excited for it to see what the big fella going to do. Hope springs eternal, though. Hope springs eternal. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see. What time the game?
I don't know. I don't know. 7 o'clock. I mean, what time is the game? 6, 7 o'clock. It's a preseason game. The point is that he's cleared. Not what time the game is.
What time they gonna give him?
Yeah. Well, just to me, just the fact that he's cleared to play means he's ready to start the regular season.
Who was that? 7.
7 o'clock.
It's the Timberwolves, right?
Okay. Yes. That's it's answer. And they start the season next week. So I don't know. I mean,
they ain't won a game yet.
I do. Well,
I know it's a preseason.
Some of preseason records.
No, I'm looking at.
I couldn't tell you who won any preseason.
No, I'm just saying.
It's the NBA.
At least get one because you ain't like you win a whole lot last year.
Well, yeah, that was last year was a bad season. Look, this is good news. I obviously it's better news than if he wasn't playing the entire preseason. It gives me a little more optimism that his body is more ready to go to start the season than I thought. So this is great. So that's the first piece of Sixers news today. That's like, oh, all right. My eyes are open. This is obviously a good thing. Let's see where this goes. The other one, Hugh, a story came out this morning. Former Golden State Warriors GM Bob Myers, who since has become a couple things. He was with ESPN doing analyst work. Also was working with Josh Harris with the Washington Commanders. Well, he is now leaving ESPN to become the president of sports for Harris, Blitzer, and Sports Entertainment, which gives him the ability to work with the Sixers, the Commanders, and the New Jersey Devils. Obviously, Josh Harris owns all these teams. Hugh, the reason this is piquing my interest is this now pushes him further towards the Sixers, right? He already was working with Josh Harris. I mean, Bob Myers was part of the dynasty with the Warriors. He has been one of the most successful executives in sports for years. Hugh, I mean, I couldn't have been the only one that thought when he saw the news, like, this could be Daryl Morey's replacement one day.
Yeah, he probably knows that as well. You know, probably got to get that terrible beard that he got going on, trying to get that right.
You think that's...
Because it's probably going to be... You know, you got somebody that come in as decorated as Bob Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been, you know, sitting in front of people talking about... Not, the one that got me was when you squint your eyes a little bit, we got a chance to make the playoffs. So, yeah, you have to be a little bit uncomfortable, especially the way the team's been running. And the fact that... This is on the heels of you giving Joel Embiid some more money. I mean, you have to feel uncomfortable.
Like, I would have felt uncomfortable if I was Morey and he started working with the Commanders. Like, he's one step removed. He's already working with Josh Harris. And obviously that's, you know, the Commanders have been pretty good since the start of last season. It's working. He's helping the Commanders. But now that he's going to be with the – now, again, from what we understand, this is just like he's part of the mix. He's not doing anything basketball.
He's looking over your shoulder.
But
though.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what this is. And I remember when they brought Colangelo in all those years ago when Sam Hinkie was running, it was like, well, he's just here to kind of like oversee things and just hang out. Well, eventually he took the job and Hinkie left. And this is not quite the same, but it's like it's someone really accomplished that is now in the organization. I like Bob Myers. I think he's been great, you know, for what he did, becoming an agent, you know, for going from an agent to an executive. I got my eye on this one, too. If this thing blows up and they blow Morey out of here, Bob Myers is right there to take the job. We book in the parade.
I don't know about the parade, but it'll be probably some exciting basketball.
But no parade?
Not yet.
Well, let's not get over our skis here. I mean, come on. Let's just take it one day at a time. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, you know what we got to do? We got to thank our friends at the Deco Food Hall. We're going to be there on Wednesday. They brought us lunch today. Hugh, we got a lot of food in there.
Yeah, cheesesteak's banging.
So you got cheesesteak. I got pizza. There's sushi in there. There's tacos in there. There's an incredible amount of stuff. So the Deco Food Hall, Wilmington's...
Impossible taco is crazy.
Yeah, they made me an impossible taco. They have that as well. The Deco Food Hall, Wilmington's upscale food hall, brought to you by Wilmington's Bardea Restaurant Group. We're going to be broadcast there this Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's an easy commute for you.
Yeah, right now.
What's funny?
I'm just laughing.
Okay.
You say it with me, Hugh.
Right.
I am a professional.
I'm just funny. Impossible taco is crazy.
Yeah. You are a pro. All right, check us out. We'll be there Wednesday at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington and get samples from all the restaurants, including Angelo Steaks, which is what Hugh just had. For info, go to 94WIP.com. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I might not. You got me.
What? I'm just saying.
You wrote me into this.
No. It was
grown man.
Grown ass man. It was just funny.
Ooh.
The food is good though. What'd you have?
Oh, I had the cheesesteak. Great people though.
Yep.
Except for that young man that tried to hug me, though. I'm not a hugger.
Well, all right, hold on.
He's not a great guy anymore.
Can you give the kid a break?
No, I'm just saying. So he tried to hug me.
But the room is tiny, right? It's
But you don't hug grown people.
Well, you stood next to him, so he thought around to get tighter.
Technically, he stood next to me, okay. And we were taking a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold up, dog.
Was it a waist situation?
Well, he put it around my shoulders, right? And I'm like, hold up, dog. We don't know each other like that.
I don't think it's as crazy as you do when people do the arm around for the picture.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
It's
posing for a picture.
It's posing for the picture.
No, it's not. Yeah. You don't hug people. I don't hug people when I don't, you know what I mean? I don't hug.
No, hold on.
I'm not a hugger.
That's not a hug.
It was a hug.
No.
It's
yeah,
a arm.
That's, no, that's no. not a hug.
Arm around
arm
for
around
a photo
waist
is not a hug.
It's a hug.
It's not.
It's a hug.
Well, a hug you have to embrace with both arms around each other.
It's a half a hug.
Arm around the waist is a different ball game.
Yeah.
Well, okay, arm around a grown man is a taboo. That's a no-no.
But hand propped up on the back for
no.
a picture, yeah, very
it's,
normal.
It's pretty
no, it's
normal.
Not.
Very, yes, it is.
No,
look at
not.
Every,
no. You might not like it, but it is very
it's
normal.
It's uncomfortable.
Look at okay, every photo you, we yes. put out as a station. Almost all of them have some variation of arm around.
We don't touch each other when we take pictures all the
time.
Well,
because I know you don't like that.
I mean, but still. It doesn't feel uncomfortable to you?
I guess it's one of those
things.
I don't
really notice it.
Yeah, you just do it.
I notice it. It's
well,
like,
you don't just notice it. You call the poor kid out on the air.
He's
wrong,
a nice
man.
Kid.
Yeah, they brought us
lunch.
They
brought some great food.
Hold on. You said everyone was nice except for that kid.
Well, because he's a toucher. He don't know me. He shook my hand after the fact. He was like, hey, I was like, it's too late now.
Was your back dirty?
No. I'm just saying it was just too late.
Well,
it was just too late.
There is one other part of this that you're not referencing. Look, if you don't put your arm around the backs, what do you do with your hands?
Yeah,
just put them to your side.
To your side, like
yeah, that's what I
like
do.
Like a statue?
Because, like, especially like...
Because the hand, you put them in pockets? Do you,
you
put,
can
like,
do, you, I,
do you cross your hands and cover you?
Sometimes.
Like, yeah. You can eat an impossible
sometime.
Taco.
Impossible taco was crazy.
All right, that's more than enough. Go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494.
I think if you and I were in a high school class together,
we would both be in the principal's office right now.
We'd have to be separate.
Getting a lot of trouble.
That's why I cannot wait till we go. Where are we going when we go to see the Flyers? We're going to sit in the gritty box? The gritty box is crazy. The gritty box is crazy.
I'm gonna let you do this one on your own. Jay in D.C. is up. What's up, Jay?
How y'all doing, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jay?
Up, Jay?
One more segment.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some stuff with the Eagles.
Yep.
This Sunday, like, coming into the season, I'm not going to lie. Like, my biggest concern was the offensive coordinator. And I didn't really – I had them 11-6. I didn't think they was going to win the Super Bowl because you just lost so many pieces. But I got a major problem with the Eagles' offensive philosophy. You had a caller yesterday, I think his name was Jay, and he was like, you know, he brought up the 49ers with Bill Walsh, and when they were overturned when he retired and they were bringing new coordinators, mm-hmm. they still ran his system. Now, the best version of this Eagles offense that we've seen with this core was 2022 and a little bit of 2023. And now they're back to this run-heavy thing, this run-heavy system. And I personally think teams just aren't going to let the Eagles rush for 100 and something yards a game like they did last year. You know what I'm saying? I think the Eagles came into this year thinking that they could do that again. And that's not the case. Also, you had a caller bring up, I think it was Black Gritty, bring up the loss of Mekhi Becton was probably a bigger loss than what a lot of people, you know, probably led to believe, because he was just a monster at the guard position last year. I mean, like having that big of a guy at the guard position, and he was just blowing defensive linemen off the ball. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big issue, too. I do kind of disagree with Jordan Mailata. He said, you know, when he was like, you know, he was like, the coaching is better. No, the coaching is not better on the offensive side of the ball. Like the Eagles, the first 11 games of 2023 was averaging 28 points a game. I would rather have that offense right now, any day of the week, over what the heck we got now. I mean, the Eagles should be one of the best offensive. Coming into the season, we knew the defense was probably going to take a step back. Fine. But this offense should be one of the great offenses in history. I mean, Hugh played against the Bills in the 90s. Hugh played against the greatest show on turf. He played against the 98 Broncos. You know what I'm saying, Hugh? You played against the when you left to go to Jacksonville, you played against Peyton Manning and them great Colt teams with all the talent they had. You know what I'm saying? That's what this Eagles team should be. You know what I'm saying? And I just think the talent is being wasted, and you got to question Nick Sirianni's picking them off as a coordinator sometimes.
Jay, totally. Mm-hmm. And Jay, the one thing I think sometimes, like when we talk about Sirianni, obviously he does a lot of good things. They won the Super Bowl. He's proven to be a good coach. But the fact that he can't control the offense and is not great at picking coordinators is a problem. Like it feels like we're going to be on this roller coaster every couple of years. He gets a good coordinator, we'll be good. He gets a not so. It's like there's not going to be offensive consistency. And you, Jay, you brought up Brian Johnson 2 years ago, and no, people didn't love him, and they got him out of here. But I just pulled up the numbers through six games, Jay. That 2023 Brian Johnson offense was averaging 395 yards per game. This offense this year, 274. They're not even close to what they were even then.
Yeah, like it's just terrible how the offense, you know, is with all the talent on there. Coupled with, Saquon had like one of them once in a generation type of seasons. You know, look, Eric Dickerson ran for 2,100 yards in 84. Go look at what he ran for in 1985. It was totally different. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a huge drop-off, okay? Barry Sanders ran for 2,000 yards in 97, and next year he had 1,400 yards. You know, that's a significant drop-off. I mean, defenses come in, and they're just not going to let you game plan, you know, run the ball like that. Also, another thing I got to say about, like, A.J. Brown. Look, A.J. Brown, look, I've been watching football since 1990, right? I've seen a lot of NFL films, Jerry Rice going off on the sidelines, you know, tell them to get me the ball. Like, these guys want the ball because they want to feel involved. Hugh played with a guy with the Jets who wrote a book talking about giving me the damn ball.
Keyshawn. Yeah, Keyshawn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these guys, they want it all. They want the wins. They want the stats. They want everything. I've seen clips of Randy Moss going off on Dante Culpepper. No, none of these receivers would be happy in this offense. The Bengals, I believe, purposely made that trade for Joe Flacco because they was not getting the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Ja'Marr Chase going off on the head coach, Zach Taylor, in that primetime game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These guys want to feel involved. AJ is not – I'm quite sure AJ is not saying, yeah, throw the ball 47 times and only run it nine. You know what I'm saying? He wants to feel involved.
Yeah, he's like many receivers. Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. He's like many receivers. They all want the ball. And especially the top guys, they think the more they get the football, the better their numbers are, the better their stuff. And they think that leads to winning. I mean, that's true. And it's up to the Eagles and their coaches and Jalen to manage all this. I mean, Hugh, Jalen in a way is like a point guard. He's got to keep everyone happy. He's got to make sure everyone gets their shots.
No doubt.
And has to be efficient. And you brought up the last couple days that his numbers from last week weren't bad. And they weren't bad. But when you throw a lot, you know, it's just not efficient enough, right? Like, there's some good moments. He said, there's been a couple drives the last couple weeks. You're like, maybe it's coming along. And then they go into long stretches where it's nothing.
It just looks disjointed.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the stat line. If it had been anybody else, not named Jalen Hurts and what he's accomplished in the NFL, it's a pretty decent stat line. Not bad. Not great. Not bad, though. But the fact that, you know, it's Jalen and they lost to the Giants.
By 17, yeah.
Yeah, it's egregious. But I feel, with all of that being said, I still feel like this is a week where they could definitely get it right.
Confident?
Definitely confident. There's no easy way out, Joe.
The question is, by 153, will Hugh Douglas guarantee a victory?
Yes. I'm guaranteeing it right now. How much money are you putting on? $2? This felt like a $5 bet.
Put your money
on
it. $5?
$5. I'm going to go ahead and put this thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Yeah, wait a minute, we still got to do a segment. We do the parlay.
Yeah,
hold on.
Put the betting apps down.
$5, though.
Take a deep breath.
Totally spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, just lock in here. We got a pattern we do here. All right, let's grab Jerry, and then we got to guess the takes for Week 7 in the NFL. What's up, Jerry?
Simon, fellas, how are we doing today?
Kind of a weak one.
Jerry, how you been, pal?
I wasn't going to say nothing.
It's been a while. I had some headphone problems and couldn't get home and get my good Bluetooth back on, so I'm back in action again.
He's back,
you
everyone.
Know, and... So, Hugh.
Yes.
Just to let you know, I got all your parlays beat. I've hit 9 and 10 leg parlays in the last 3 weeks.
This is the better we need to listen to.
You know who the queen of parlays is?
Who's that?
Rhea Hill.
Oh, Rhea hit a big one.
Rhea hit like a 30 leg parlay, didn't she?
Yeah.
She hit like a million dollars.
She showed me that bet, so that's pretty good.
I had a 10 one the other night, but one was voided, but all the other 9 hit, and I still won. So I was happy for me.
I need to cook up me a parlay.
Hugh, it doesn't take much money. You just got to versatile your money. You just got to versatile. You know what I'm saying?
Just listen to Jerry. He's got it. Go ahead, Jerry.
So I watched that game last night, and I watched Joe Flacco. He's a Delaware guy, University of Delaware grad, and he's been around the block a long time. Same with Aaron Rodgers. It was old man OG, as Hugh said, OG against OG. He was throwing the ball before the guys were making cuts. I don't know if that's just because he already knew what to do, but I don't understand why we can't do it. And I it's either one of two things, Joe, like you said. It's either the quarterback or the coordinator. They either don't want to do it or they can't figure out how to do it. Because it doesn't make any sense, as you said. Coordinators don't matter. They all have the same philosophy in a sense. They all just got different wrinkles to their philosophy. And if we can't figure that out, our offense is not going to go anywhere.
No, well, it's hard, last year we had such a great running game to rely on and the defense. So it was like, all right, we could win like this, and then every few games we need Jalen to kind of play up and play his best, and he did, and it was amazing. Without the running game, Jerry, if the pass game's this choppy, it's going to be hard.
And I just can't figure it out. Like, Joe Flacco's been there 10 days, and he threw for 300. Like you said, he shredded them last night. I mean, that was a great game. That was a great Thursday night game against two guys that's been around the block for a while. They all knew where the checkdowns were. They all knew what the blitzes were coming. They both knew everything that was going down. It was just a matter of who had the ball last. And, you know, what's his name? Scrivey on sliding down at the end of the game. But that's okay. I'll take that.
That was a smart play.
I like how Aaron Rodgers crashed out on the offensive line. It was a very smart play.
Yeah, well, Jerry, it was. It cost you in fantasy, but it was good. Jerry, we love you, buddy. We appreciate the phone call. Wouldn't you crash out if an offensive lineman jumped on you and you're Aaron Rodgers?
I would not have acted the way that Aaron acted. He fell on it. It was an accident. They were excited about the fact that they scored.
I mean, he could have ended his career.
I mean, I wouldn't act like that.
It's a hilarious clip. Aaron Rodgers is furious.
He hated it. I mean, you don't see games like that very often. I mean, there's two quarterbacks out there less than almost as old as Hugh just slinging the rock. I mean, that was...
They were balling.
It was wild.
Yeah, they were balling.
Not that far off from Hugh.
I know.
In the upper room.
I mean, they were...
A lot of gray hair in that huddle. Both of those huddles.
Rodgers came into the league as you were exiting. Yeah. He's been in the league a long time.
A
long time, yeah. Hey, y'all. I pay attention to Friday.
Dude, you're the one that started singing.
The upper room.
Yeah. I'll sing, but I'm not paying attention. All right, can we guess the takes for Week 7 in the NFL? What's everyone talking about next week?
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, Hugh, what's your guess here? Everyone is talking about what next week?
Aaron Glenn saves his job. At first, the first one I workshopped, but then I was like, oh, that feels kind of bad. I thought Aaron Glenn might be on the hot. Well, he is on the hot seat.
Oh, he's on the hot seat.
He's definitely on the hot
seat. They're comparing him to Kotite.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be. Aaron Glenn gets a W this weekend. And he saves his job.
Yeah, that'd be good for him. He might have to pull Justin Fields to get that W, though.
Yeah.
He keeps backing the wrong horse.
And I get where he's coming from because he's trying to believe in the kid. But, man, you can't take 9 sacks.
You cannot.
Dude, he stinks.
And I think Tyrod Taylor is decent. Strong. Like, put him in.
Dude, stinks is so
honestly, nine Stinks sacks. Might be lenient.
9 sacks in an NFL game. I mean, that was rough last week.
He's ass.
I'm gonna go ahead. $5 on the Jets to beat Carolina. $5.
Well, you know what they say. There's no better bet than betting the Jets to win. I mean, that's how you make your money.
It's gonna happen sometime.
Yeah. Well, you would think.
Surprised you'd bet against your Panthers.
And now my Panthers.
Didn't forget what you did last year.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
That's why you made me go first, because you knew Kyle had all of that sprue.
Well, you went Benedict Arnold Douglas on us last year.
I didn't.
You did.
We did play tomato cans.
No. Leading into that game, again, they had beat the Rams, Commanders, and Ravens.
Yeah, it's just
it was tomato cans.
For you, A.J. Brown.
A.J. Now. Douglas over here doesn't recall.
I don't recall. I had a rough night last night. I was at a baseball game last night. I don't recall the whole
You were at a Little League game.
And it was dark and cold.
Dark?
And the ice cream man was there.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I mean, it's a little dark. I was tired. It's a long day.
Put a coat on.
Somebody asked me, why are you yawning?
Get the kids some
tired.
Ice cream.
Dude.
Wait, what time did the game end?
It was about 8:20. They turned the lights on, Joe.
8:20?
Yeah, because the game started like, what, 6 or 7?
In fairness to
slow.
Hugh, that's way past his bedtime.
I know, but when you hear like, wow, I was out late last night. What time did the game end? 8:20.
Okay, 8:20. I might have made that a little bit more than what it was.
It was 7:45, wasn't it?
You are.
Probably more like 8 o'clock.
You are a disaster.
You're washed, man. All right. This guy's so washed.
One more segment, buddy.
We're almost through the week. All right, guess the take, week 7. Here's what everyone's talking about next week. I forgot where the segment we're in. I think everyone's going to say the NFC team that we're not talking about that we should is the Seahawks.
Come on.
I think the Seahawks are good, guys. I think they're good. I think they're going to beat the Texans on Monday night. Like, we've talked about the Bucs and all these other teams. I think the Seahawks might be the sneaky best team that nobody's talking about.
Resurrection.
They might be really good. Watch out for them. They're going to beat the Texans Monday night. Kyle, what do you got? What's the take everyone is talking about next week?
So I bounced around a few, totally pivoting. Jonathan Gannon has a legitimate quarterback controversy on his hands.
Jacoby Brissett.
He's going to run the offense better again.
Well, there was a stat I saw last week that it was the first time in years they've had that many yards and that much efficiency, and obviously it wasn't Kyler last week, it was Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. This could be the week where teams drop the act at their quarterback.
It's going to be a drop the act Monday in Arizona.
Yeah, I feel that.
For Rod's former boys. And also, that being said, Packers are going directly on fraud watch after that, too.
Are they going to lose or just going to be close?
That's a twofer for you there.
Packers lose or just tight game?
Tight.
Yeah. Packers can't lose to the Cardinals. That would be a bad loss for them.
Yeah.
Well, we shall see. All right, the takes for week number 7. On the other side, your phone calls. And, of course, our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Vikings, plus you people. All coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I feel attacked.
This feels like your song today.
I feel attacked.
Poor guy was out till 8:20 last night watching a baseball game.
No, man, I had a long week, man.
That's
you
basically
know, I
midnight.
Came back. I had to go to the dentist. I got to get my teeth over.
How the chiclets?
I got to get some new chiclets, man. I got to get a root canal in one of the chiclets.
Ooh.
I had a couple meetings I had to go to this week, man. And then Harper's baseball game.
Yeah, and the ice cream man. Don't forget about him. Trying to take all your money.
That ice cream man needs his ass whooped, though. Like, seriously, all jokes aside.
Who needs his ass what more, Juju Smith-Schuster or the ice cream guy?
I would say the ice cream man.
Yeah?
Hold on. You can't beat up the ice cream guy.
Man, listen.
Leave Mr. Softy alone.
He was out there taking full advantage of parents last night.
That's what they do. They pull up to where kids play. No,
he's the ice cream guy.
Dude.
They play the music. The kids go crazy. That's how he makes a business.
He represents joy and happiness.
If you go and look at my video, Kyle, it's like 30 degrees outside, and he's playing that damn music, and you can hear kids in the background begging for ice cream.
30 feels hyperbolic. It wasn't
okay,
that cold.
Okay, fine. But you know I like the embellished stories.
I know.
And the parents are like, it's too cold for ice cream. He needs his ass whooped because that was it was uncalled for.
You can't beat up the ice cream man.
You're pandering. You're pandering at that
this
point.
This is probably
that's kind
like,
of like part of the ice cream man's job.
Yeah.
But, dude, when it's warm. I mean, like,
it's that music and you got to drop the dollars.
And then right on cue, Harper walks off the field. He looks right at me and says, Dad, can we get some ice cream?
I knew this is what it was all about.
It's all about his wallet. Yeah.
Sounds like I ain't got no money. I wasn't lying. I didn't have any money.
Just wait till they drop the Venmo on there. You're screwed. You are screwed.
And then, you know, like, but what I it doesn't work because, like, my daughter's with me now, right?
Yeah.
When she asks for money, she the Cash App.
Cash App, Venmo. But it's, then it's harder to be cheap these days. It really is.
You know, like, when they hit me up, you know, like, now when your kids get older and they say, hey, Dad, can I ask you something? I pretend like I don't hear him.
Sorry, your dad's getting old. Not quite hearing the way I used to.
He said, Dad, can I ask you? I said, huh?
You were a 5-year-old dude.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Dad, huh? I don't understand what you said. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
This is our professional, everyone, and a grown-up every single day. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to you people coming up in a little bit, and our same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday. Do we dare to put Eagles' money line in there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm not sure if we're all on the same page.
Let me look at my parlay line. Let me see what
you work on that. Joe in the Northeast is up on some of that Dombrowski press conference. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah, Joe, you and Kyle, how you doing?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Joe.
I want to talk about the Phillies, but I just want to tell you about, remember about pre-draft last year? What did I say about Mr. Cam Scataboo?
You were a big fan. I remember that, Joe. You were on it.
You did, I mean, yeah.
You were
yeah.
on it. Yep.
He's a little hammerhead. He's a little
tank.
Yeah,
what he's got to watch out, though, is trying to punish the defensive players. Of course, he might wind up having a short season. But I mean, yeah, he was talented back there in Arizona State. Mm-hmm. First I was telling Kyle, Harper, he's not going anywhere because he has the no trade contract. He would have to waive that. He wants to stay in Philadelphia. And then you heard how Dombrowski, tells you that he's going to be kept on first base. So that takes any opportunity to go out and get Alonso, if they're going to get rid of Castellanos, and he didn't even say anything about Castellanos's knee. He went right to Otto Kemp, said, well, he's got to get some things cleaned out. And Boehm is probably going to be on the trade block again because Otto Kemp is probably going to be the third base.
Yeah, they like Kemp. You could hear that they think if they gave him enough at bats, he would hit a little bit. They like him. Yeah,
they said about it, the pop in the bat, yep. And and Boehm. See, I didn't like Boehm the way he came. Said he I hate this effing city. But I'll tell you, when Boehm doesn't go after the first pick, he was the best hitter in that Dodgers series, followed by Realmuto. I mean, I think in two of those last two games, besides getting some hits, he even walked a couple times.
Well, they intentionally walked him, yeah, because they wanted to go after Marsh, yeah.
Yeah, and he hit that one ball deep to center field. They were saying if it was the day before or something, it might have been out. And then, Joe, when that umpire, again, they could have won game one, the Phillies, and they could have won game four. They had the best record when they scored only three runs, because of their great pitching, and again, that was on Thompson. There's no way in Game Four that you take Sanchez out. The umpire blew that call, right? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he saw that after the game was over, but he said that right after the pitch to Realmuto, right?
Yeah, he apologized. Yeah, yeah.
Well, why didn't he say to the damn batter call, say, hey? If that pitch is, the next pitch is anywhere close,
no,
we
can't
be
do that. He can't just like make up for it and tell everyone.
you better believe Cole probably heard him say that he blew the pitch. You know what I mean? But
that's the first time Joe laughed.
That's the first time I've ever heard Joe laugh.
We liked your laugh there, Joe. We enjoyed it.
You're usually all business.
He gave the walk up to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave up the hit to Hernandez, and the next hitter was who? Pache.
Yes.
Why didn't he let him face him? And then he would have faced Ohtani instead of walking him when Duran came into the game. And then you had the opportunity. Well, does Sanchez get those two guys out on a minimal amount of pitches?
He might. He might. Yeah.
His
pitches are great.
You take Duran, then you bring Duran in to face Betts, and hopefully you only got the two guys on base with two outs. Sanchez was not going to lose that game.
He was all, I'm glad, and Joe, good phone call, man. I'm glad you brought up Duran. Has anyone gotten more off the hook in the last week than Johan Duran? Like, it's Kerkering, Thompson, Bryce Hart, again, all these people, right? Now Dombrowski's in the crosshairs. They traded for Duran, right? He was the guy.
Yeah.
He came into the game in an elimination game. He walked the tying run in. I understand I think Topper gave him no margin for error by intentionally walking, Ohtani. But regardless, like, the game is on the line. We traded for you. You're the guy. You've been deemed the best.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Best closer in baseball. He walked a run-in, and no one has spoken about it in a week. It's pretty wild.
I agree.
I guess because that's probably because we don't have that much of a history with him. You know, he's the new guy.
Yeah,
and well, he's supposed to be shut down closer.
No, he's supposed to be.
I didn't ball in the strike zone.
No, I get that.
I think he must be like, I don't know if he pays attention to this, but like no one's talking about me. Like I kind of blew
Teflon.
It. I kind of blew it, and no one said a word about me.
Yeah.
Did anyone even ask the question yesterday about him? Did anyone ask about Duran?
I don't think so.
I don't recall one.
Not in the first one we saw. Not in the first. I don't think they asked Topper either.
I don't think anyone asked about
Yikes.
Him. He blew the save. I mean, like, that happened.
I mean, he sure did, yeah.
I mean, those are facts. He has a blown save next to his name in the biggest game of his Phillies career. But whatever. Let's just yell it about everyone else. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Hi, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
I don't know which one to talk about, the Phillies or the Eagles.
You can talk about both. You pick.
Do what makes you feel good.
All right, well, the Eagles' point, well, the Phillies are not going to make me feel good because I feel like they should be world champions this year, and all they had to do is do the same thing the Dodgers are doing, which is ride their starting pitching. You know, the Phillies' starting pitcher never failed them. Even when they used their starting pitching in unorthodox ways, such as putting them in relief, they still came through for them. I mean, Ranger came through in relief. Lizardo came through in relief. You know, Nolo pitching two innings.
Yep.
They literally, the starters came through, not only came through 100% of the time, they exceeded your expectations for them, which is why it was stupid to take Sanchez out twice. Because Sanchez... analytics. Everybody likes to quote modern analytics. Well, modern analytics show that every time through the order, you get worse. But that's not true with Christopher Sanchez.
It's
every
not.
Time through the order, yep. he gets better.
Well, and Sean, it would be different if they had, like, the way the Dodgers in the first round used Glass now out of the bullpen and Sasaki. Like, if we had better middle relief, then I can understand it and be okay with it to get the ball to Duran. Sean, we didn't have that. Like the weakest part of the team was that middle relief with Kirkering up and down. I mean, those guys are unreliable, and we kept going back to them.
It's real simple. You just, your best players are your best chance to be world champions. You know, the Bulls in the 90s didn't take Jordan out every time they got to the fourth quarter to put in the relief guard.
No, there was not Bill Wennington shots in the big moment.
It really does work the same way. The Phillies starters are all-time elite. They're better than the Dodgers starters. The Dodgers are using the Phillies, the formula the Phillies should have used to ride to a World Series championship this year. And if the Phillies had done the same, they would have won a game 1-0. Sanchez has thrown complete games before. And as the analytics show, he gets better the third time through the lineup. They bat 221 against him. That's actually better than Duran the first time through the lineup. So, and Duran should only have been used in the ninth inning in his normal role where he comes in and, you know, three outs. That's really what I want from him. I want the starters going all nine innings, throwing complete games, because they're my only chance to win. And when Sanchez is throwing a shutout, he's actually doing better than prime Sanchez, because prime Sanchez gives up two runs in nine innings. If he's not giving up any, he's actually doing better. He's exceeding his own greatness. So even if he gets diminished a little bit, or even if two guys get on base, you're still way better off than going with a 41-year-old guy that hasn't pitched all year and is just rounding himself into shape. It's moronic.
Well, yeah.
And you're a loser. Here's the Phillies. That's why. It's that simple. It's not hard. And as far as it hurts, he has had 11 different coordinators in the last 10 years. Four in college and then seven in the pros.
I don't give a shit.
I'm saying that's an issue, because every year he's got to mentally get with somebody else, and you're comparing him to guys like Flacco and stuff in their 40s. They're like coaches themselves. Right. You know, they know more than the coaches. They're in their 40s. Hurts every year. It's like every year I got to start over with a new guy.
You're saying facts, and I agree with you. And Sean, good phone call, and I like the way you had passion in the Phillies. Everyone says the same thing, but no one is willing to say we have to change it. So everyone that gets upset when Jalen has a new coordinator, are you willing to fire Sirianni for an offensive head coach? Because that's the only way this changes. Like, everyone says this, we complain about it, we get in our feelings about it, and then we're going to do this again next year. Does anyone realize there's no way off this train? We're on it until the end of Jalen and Sirianni's careers together. Sirianni doesn't call the plays. It's not his offense.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they get a head coach, like a Shanahan, McVay, who you pick, Andy, it's his offense. We're going to do this every single year, because if they're good, they become a head coach, right? Steichen became a head coach. Moore became a head coach. If they suck, they get fired. Like, does anyone else see the problem with complaining about this? It's never going to change. So either stop complaining, or we have to fire Sirianni and put an offensive mind in there that will call the plays. There's no other way.
And you know what the unfortunate thing is? That we've only seen this one version. We don't know what it looks like. Well, we could look at when he was in Indianapolis, and what was he, the passing game coordinator or something in Indianapolis?
We're talking about Nick Sirianni. He was offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator. And you know, you hear stories about how he was there, but here is different.
Yeah, right.
And the quarterback is different. And here's the reality of it. Jalen's a decent quarterback. Now, we can argue elite. We can argue special all day. We can argue that all day. No, I'm serious. But he's accomplished. And that's the issue, is that when you talk about the 5 years that Jalen has been in the league, he's a pretty decorated quarterback. Now, we're not going to see whether or not it's Jalen or Sirianni unless something major happens.
Right, and that's why, like...
And that's not going
to
happen.
Again, so then we have to accept this. They're going to have new coordinators, or at some point, they get Sirianni out of here and they hire an offensive mind that calls plays. I don't know anywhere else to fix this.
I'm good with just yelling and screaming about
it. Well, actually, that's...
You
know what?
I mean, that's what we're going to do regardless.
Let's get on Monday, man.
That actually makes the most sense. We'll keep doing it. Let's hear from you people. What are they up to?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I'm so excited, Hugh.
I'm excited to talk to you people.
You should be. They always have a lot of nice things to say.
Terrence in Springfield took to the YouTube chat to tell Big V to keep his name out of his mouth in his phone calls. So we have a new beef.
Right. New beef there.
New beef just dropped, fellas.
Okay. Yep.
What now?
What does that mean? A lot. Everything. Whatever we're yelling about today is what now. What now? I don't know.
I like this one. Let me guess. Eagles this, Phillies that. That does pretty much sum it up.
Yeah. Listen, we had a couple of good pieces of Sixers news today. And Ava hopped in and talked, what is it called? Gritty Zone? Gritty Place?
The Gritty House.
Gritty House. Is that it?
Yeah. Gritty, Okay. I was about to say something.
Impossible Taco
was,
again?
Well, no, I was about to say
the gritty box.
Gritty box.
That's what it was. But I left it
gritty
alone.
Box, yes.
Was it the gritty box?
Yeah.
It was the gritty box.
Oh.
Gritty's box, yeah.
I thought
the Impossible Taco. Professionals.
You're going to be okay?
Yes. I'm good.
Okay. None of this matters.
Well, I mean that's your opinion. It all matters to some extent, right?
Yeah, of course. It matters. I guess in the grand scheme of things,
in life,
it's just sports. Yeah, you know,
it's just a game. Yeah.
So I can deal with that.
Yep.
Forget about Carson Wentz, guys. He is playing on Sunday. By the way, like he is the opponent.
Yeah, we have to beat him on Sunday. He's gonna be the starting quarterback of the Vikings. And like Hugh said earlier, if we lose to him, there's gonna be hell to pay.
Oh boy, it's gonna be
hell to pay.
Yeah, like we didn't pull this out of our rear ends. You know,
yeah,
like
I actually would rather not talk about Carson. Right? Well, I did that for a long time.
You better hope things go well on Sunday.
Yep, cross my fingers.
Circuit City, this show is a joke. That was all your fault, you.
I mean, what year are you in?
You dragged us down.
I couldn't think of another place where you buy TV. I Best Buy was not in my. I wasn't thinking Best Buy.
So, but when was the last time you were in it? Obviously, they were struggling for a while when they closed down in 2009. I don't think anyone has been to a Circuit City in 24 years.
You totally dated yourself a Circuit City.
Yeah, I did. Circuit City used to be big, though.
Sure it did.
Like the appliances and stuff.
Yep, Radio Shack and all that.
All that. Yeah. Now you get all that stuff online.
I loved going to Radio Shack when I was a kid.
I just like how the conclusion was this show is a joke.
I mean,
we did hit Circuit City early in the show.
Very early in the show.
It was like the first segment. We got to Circuit City.
I was trying to make a point.
Once in a while, I think we try to cover up for each other when one of us makes an error. Yeah. I was like, I can't let Circuit City go. I mean, like, everyone knows that's not a place anymore.
Yeah, Circuit City.
He was had a hell of a day today. Just three nobodies talking sports.
It sounds like
text of the show.
Yeah, it sounds like basically every show on the station.
Hugh's not a nobody.
No. Not
you and I.
We're nobodies.
Nobodies.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what Reggie Jackson said? They don't boo nobodies, though.
They don't boo. And they don't text people. They don't go out of their way to text nobodies either.
Yep. Don't know who this one is about, but wow, .. What an ass.
Probably me.
I was going to say me, but okay. Me.
I was thinking me.
You know
I
what?
Mean, look.
We're all, to me, that means we're being accountable then. Yep. I like that.
I want Hugh escorted out of the studio instantly.
That
was my burner. I typed that one in.
That one could have also been about the Circuit City thing. I mean,
how funny would
people,
we have
did,
one...
people did not like that for some reason.
Yeah, because it was like, what the hell are you talking about, old man? What are you doing?
How funny would it be if one of us actually was escorted out during a show?
I mean, I've been escorted out of a building before.
On air? Not on air. Is that when you wore your suit?
Yeah, they escorted me out of ESPN. It's time to go.
Now, you weren't being disorderly. It was more like just a
no,
routine.
Just to let you know
just the formality.
Yeah, you know, just not in case I wanted to set it off. You know what I mean? It's like one of the ones where you know, they take the key. Hey, drop that key card off, brother.
Just in case you weren't going to go quietly.
Yeah.
Were you friendly with the escort out of the building? Like the police escort?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I was just like, damn, I got fired. Being fired and escorted out the building—that's not a power move.
No, especially when you wore your suit. Yeah.
I gotta say, I very much enjoy working with both of you guys. It would be amazing to see one of you get escorted out of the studio.
It would cost a lot of buzz for the show.
I'm not gonna go quietly. I'm cussing somebody out.
somebody can take one for the team. I mean,
I'm gonna cuss somebody out.
It might be a good off-season bit. Hugh gets escorted out of here.
No, why I gotta get escorted? Why can't you go?
Fine, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Also, not
to go home early.
Not a bit.
Not real.
No, I think Kyle would crash out. If they escorted Kyle out, Kyle would be the worst.
Oh, I would cause a scene. Yeah, I'm not going quietly.
I've already had my 15 minutes. I'm good.
All right, I guess it has to be me. I'll do it. All right, I'll be the one.
Hugh Douglas is preaching nonsense.
Every single day.
That is right.
I mean, that literally is every segment of every show.
Evergreen.
Yep. Welcome to the show.
What are you talking about?
Hugh Huggless. I like that one.
Oh, I'm just saying, I mean, it's just kind of weird. People rolling up on you that you just met, putting their arms
around.
No, he didn't
roll up on you. Hold on.
He did roll up on you.
No. Rolling up means like out of nowhere. He was in the same room as us.
He was
and
in
someone...
the same room and he came and they said, hey, take a picture. Then he put his arm around. I'm like, hold up.
He sucker punched you, Hugh.
No, I'm saying, and I was like, hold up, dog. We don't know each other like that.
He was asked to take a picture with
you. And then he shook my hand. I mean, they were great people, nice people, until the little fella rolled up on me trying to hug me.
And we are excited to go to the Deco Food Hall on Wednesday.
They probably won't be excited now after this. But the food was great.
You think the little fella's going to be there to welcome it?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably get some dirty looks.
Yeah, I will suggest a photo as soon as we get there.
Won't be the first time. Nope. Won't be the first time.
He was like a, on these remotes, like he was like a proverbial bull in a china shop. Like he's, he comes at people, dude.
Yeah, they hate to see me coming, man. I mean, but I'm saying I was told to be myself.
Like the guy doing
that. That was the problem.
They just told me myself.
Remember the guy doing the mic check at CIO that I was getting annoyed with?
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute.
And then you cursed on the air.
No, I'm just like, dog, how many mic checks you got to do? We, like, it's one thing to be in this space and not know about the mic check.
It was very annoying.
But you doing a mic check every 5 minutes. And I'm like, dog, is that enough? Yep. Are you done?
It was a lot.
It really worked that you were the one that said something.
Yeah,
not
no, yeah.
Because if it was me, he would have kept doing the mic check. Yeah.
He would have continued.
He kind of shut up as soon as you said something.
Stopped. I'm a professional.
He stopped immediately.
Yeah. I'm a professional, though, man. Yep. And I'm not a bully. See, now you're trying to paint like, I'm not a bully, even though I've been painted as a bully.
No, you just got annoyed and you put an end to it, which I appreciate.
I'm just no nonsensical. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know.
Totally nonsensical with Circuit City. Go ahead.
All right, a few more here. Sorry. Because we got to do this parlay. Hugh, quote, I'm a professional Douglas. Unquote, learning how to push buttons is a 5-alarm fire.
Oh, yeah, y'all shouldn't have showed me how to do that. It's about to go down.
But you kind of did it on your own and hung up on Ron.
Yep.
That's why I quit touching it, because I'm like, I can hang up on people.
Again, one of my favorite Ron phone calls we've ever had. An update to the Uber thing that I mentioned
Wait,
earlier.
Man, what happened?
Okay.
Somebody, there's another you person who claims to have been picked up by Hugh Douglas in an Uber.
Do you
last
believe them?
Month. I don't know. I don't know if I believe any of these people.
Well, this would be a weird thing to make up. I mean, there's some detail to this with the jersey and the photo of him when he was younger. I buy it.
Also, we deal almost exclusively in bullcrap. So
we do, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, look.
You know what? We're going to be in Wilmington on Wednesday. Maybe I can call for an Uber. Imagine if Hugh Douglas picked me up from the remote with you. That would be a story.
We just begun peeling the layers.
Oh, yeah. This one will go on for a while. All right. Let's put together a little parlay here before we say goodbye and hand it to the afternoon show. All right. Same game parlay, the Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday. Normally we do Eagles money line.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, but I don't know.
You don't know you want to do it? Okay, we'll stay away from that.
Let's stay away from that. Oh, let's do some props.
Do that in your own parlay.
Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown?
I'm with that.
All right, we're usually with that. How about Saquon Barkley? Over under is 73.5 yards. Is this the week, Kyle?
Vikings can't stop the run, so
I'll take
like to think.
Boy, that prop is going lower and lower. It's only 73.5. Let's go over on that. I think we kind of just have to go Justin Jefferson over 83.5 yards, don't we?
I don't want to, but I pick up what you put there.
Unfortunately.
They're going to get him on a dory at some point in the game. Yeah. And then I don't see many points, Hugh, with the way the Eagles' offense is right now and Carson Wentz on their side. How about an under of 43.5 points? You like that?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Barkley over 73.5 yards. Justin Jefferson over 83.5 yards. A Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. And an under of 43.5 points on the game. That comes out to a 17-1 parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's do it. You guys have yourself a great rest of your Friday and
come
weekend. We will talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show. Hugh, I need a guarantee. Eagles winning
guarantee.
On Sunday.
We're winning this game. Go Birds! We're
no
getting
doubt.
Back. We're getting off the schneid. And we're getting ready to go to California.
Oh, for the Super Bowl.
And you're taking a nap.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, Hugh's out. We'll talk to you Sunday for the pregame. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.